Angry Robot on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of 3 by Jay Posey, performed by Luke Daniels. Prologue. The blood-orange sun rode low on the horizon, a seething scar of vibrant color slashing the otherwise gray sky. A distant horn blared for the fourth time, and Jackson knew he'd pushed the limits as far as he could afford, maybe further. Another night would soon be upon them. His eyes fluttered as he internally accessed the almanac through his embedded connection, checking the exact time for the day's sunset. 1832 GST, 6 more minutes. He scanned the abandoned streets around him, noted the long shadows pooling in the rusted alleyways. A faint wind swept by, with a hint of the approaching winter on its breath, rattling loose bits of scrap metal some long-forgotten street merchant had once used as a sign. Jackson fiddled absent-mindedly in his jacket pocket, fingering the entirety of his find for the day. A couple of biochem batteries, both leaking something viscous, a tangled nest of magnium wire, a live 18-kilojoule shell. Not a bad haul this close to the vault. He inhaled deeply, taking in the crisp autumn air with its crackle of ozone. Sharp, familiar, exhilarating when paired with the knowledge that if he dawdled another 5 minutes, he might find himself trapped outside for the night. He wondered whether or not Gev would ever really lock him out. The gatekeeper had certainly threatened to, often enough. Still, Jackson had never waited past 3 signals before. Gev might not be the only one angry back at the vault tonight. Jackson shut his eyes one last time, imagined himself standing alone, enshrouded by darkness, bold, defiantly alive. For a moment, it almost felt real. Then a chill overtook him. The sudden sense of someone in the alley behind, close, grasping. He gasped and spun, slamming his back hard against the nearest corrugated steel wall, eyes sweeping the streets and alleys for any sign of movement. His heart pounded out the empty seconds, inability to move, battling instinct to flee. But there was no one. Nothing to fear. No more than the day-to-day horror of living.
Unclenching. Sample complete. Ready to continue?